Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I've got a great program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two, Claire Lopez, national security expert, Rick Manning, will be joining us. Lots to talk about there. Have you ever heard of the Montreux Convention of 1936? Well, it's very interesting. That is it's an agreement that Turkey entered into right before World War II, and it was an effort to allow them to block certain straits at the Black Sea. And it basically says that in times of war, that countries that are engaged in that war are prohibited from going through those straits. Russia is at war with the Ukraine. We'll talk about the impacts of that. We'll talk about Putin's, what does he want? What does he really want? And we have a gentleman by the name of Andrei Ilarionov. He is a Russian economist and former senior policy advisor to Vladimir Putin. And we'll get some of his thoughts. I've got a couple of excerpts that I'm going to play. And then we'll get Claire to opine upon those. Let's see. Top of the next hour, David Shostokas is with us. We have Supreme Court justices that are having to be placed in protective custody. That's very radical. Very, very radical. And those that are engaged in that, their names, their issue is not being put all over the front pages of the paper. Although here we have, you know, individuals that were supporting their president on January the 6th that have been under lock and key, many of them now for 14 months without even any charges being placed against them. And of course, then we've got 2,000 mules from Saturday night. And by the way, if you have not seen it, we have that up at the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com, irrefutable evidence of election fraud. You can find it there. They have 4 million hours of surveillance on drop boxes. They have geo tracking that was done on 2,000, what they call mules. And when you unpack this, what you'll find is that they actually have data on as many as 54,000 mules. 54,000, folks. Let's just put it this way. The five swing states, Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, illegal votes is the only way that those went blue. The only way. And the evidence is in, on camera, showing these people stuffing these ballot boxes. On camera. Anyway, we'll talk about that with David Shostokas and what can happen. What are the legal ramifications? What can be done? Bottom of the hour, I'll be spending some time with you, give you a special message that I want to share with you. And then hopefully we'll get Dr. David Vincent Pryan here as well. He's in a meeting today, but we'll see if we can get him on at least for the final 10 minutes. I am very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. This is her first time coming on the show. And she is a staff writer and researcher for Free Speech America. I want to welcome Tieran Rose Mandelberg, and I think her friends call her T-Rose, and hopefully she'll let me be a friend. Tieran, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, Pastor Greg. Yes, please call me T-Rose. T-Rose, T-R, whatever. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, I'm very, very happy to have you with me. I know we want to talk about this disinformation organization, but let's start out talking a little bit about Elon Musk and what's going on there. Bring me up to speed with what you're watching relative to Elon and his battle for free speech.
Yeah, absolutely. So this has been, you know, we work at Media Research Center, so we're all over this. Free Speech America, we talk about big tech every day. So this was a very monumental day, and honestly, a couple of weeks that it's been with Elon Musk. He recently acquired Twitter, and then he bought it for $44 billion. So a lot of money. But basically now he's stating that, you know, the top of the topic with him is he's saying that he will reverse the permanent ban that Twitter gave President Donald Trump when right after January 6th, they permanently banned him last year. And Elon Musk is saying, you know, I would support free speech. He's not necessarily a conservative. He's pretty much not a conservative, I would say. But he does support free speech, and that's definitely something we can get behind. You know, Donald Trump was the sitting president, and he was censored 625 times over 2 years. And so Elon Musk is like, you know, I think that he should get a chance to have some free speech. And I definitely agree with him on that aspect.
You know, there's another story that's not getting a whole lot of press, but Elon Musk actually retweeted this on May the 8th. It's written in Russian, but it essentially says there is a effort by the Russians that they have said that they are in plans or it is their objective. Here's what it says. From the testimony of a captured commander of the 36th Marine Brigade of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, Colonel Dmitry Kormianakov, It turns out that the internet terminals of Elon Musk's Starlink satellite company were delivered to the militants of the Nazi Azov battalion and the Ukraine Marines in Mariupol by military helicopters. According to our information, a delivery of the Starlink equipment was carried out by the Pentagon. Elon Musk thus is involved in supplying the fascist forces in Ukraine with military communication equipment. And for this, Elon, you will be held accountable like an adult, no matter how much you'll play the fool. So basically, they're accusing him. And, of course, this is all propaganda, and we'll talk about this in our program a little bit later. Andre talks about the fact that Putin is labeling the Ukrainians as Nazis, but his ultimate purpose is the genocide of the Ukrainian people. That's what his goal is. His stated goal is to wipe out all remnants of Ukrainian people, Ukrainian history, as if the Ukrainian nation and its heritage and anyone associated with it literally never existed. And T-Rose, that's a scary thought as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Just seeing, you know, the disruption that Russia has caused in Ukraine is crazy. It's, you know, heartbreaking. And the fact that they're, you know, this is all propaganda, like you were saying, Pastor Greg, like, this is all just a lie. And, you know, and that's what the media is, you know, it's just the media is just going to sell one side of the story. And, you know, like you were saying, that hasn't been reported on very much. I've only heard that a couple of times. It's not on the mainstream media. And it needs to be. That's outrageous.
It really is. Well, what Elon Musk was providing through Starlink was simply an ability, because the Russians were destroying cell coverage and destroying the ability for the Ukrainian people to have any form of communication within their country. And Elon Musk, through his Starlink program, was providing them with access so that they had the ability to continue to communicate, continue to send out messages. Our own Pastor Vitaly, who comes on this program regularly to give updates on what's happening over there and gives an update every single night, you know, they rely on the technology that Elon is providing so that they can have the ability to be able to use the internet and let the rest of the world know what's really going on. So our thoughts and prayers continue to be for Mr. Musk to, number one, come to Christ, and number two, to also continue to have the strength and protection to be able to fight for free speech in our country. Let's talk about another threat to free speech, T. Rosen, and that is this disinformation governance board. This is insane. Talk to me about what you are hearing about that.
Yeah, this is another topic that's just been all over lately, and rightfully so. So basically, the Director of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, announced the creation of this Disinformation Governance Board, the DGB. And the aim is supposedly to combat so-called disinformation. So basically, this is what I like to call the speech police in the public sphere. So this is no longer just on social media, no longer just on big tech. This will be stripping the free speech in the real world, like face to face. One instance that I talked about was how they basically want to coordinate countering misinformation related to homeland security and irregular migration. So basically, they're saying that this can affect like border security. But really what's happening is that they just want to cover up certain stories so that we can boost the reputation of President Joe Biden and the administration, because they're just going to cover up stories and dictate what is true and what is false, you know, what they think is true and false and what speech is acceptable. But it's all going to be, you know, custom to their narrative. This is not going to be, and I would assume that they're going to go against pretty much any conservative speech, just like big tech does, where they since they're all conservatives, basically. So this honestly is very Orwellian. It kind of reminds me of the CCP, you know, over in China. It's quite frightening.
Well, you know, think about it. If you say anything, for example, about, you know, vax injury, which by the way, folks, we've now had 3 months worth of dumps going back. We've got March, April, and now May under court order based on a FOIA lawsuit that was filed and that was won. And Tom Renz was one of the people who was involved in getting that accomplished and filing for that. He came on our program, T. Rose. But, you know, if you look at those documents, those that are going through the documents are identifying that the vaccine adverse reaction, the VAERS reports that were coming out showing, you know, millions of people being adversely damaged by the injections were in fact accurate numbers based on the hidden numbers that the FDA and Pfizer had, and they knew.
Wow.
And they weren't saying anything, and it's in their own documents that they're being forced to release. Of course, you know, they're doing everything they can. They wanted to wait 75 years to release these documents. Can you 75 years to release documents that tell us, the public, that they have released an experimental drug on the entire population of the United States of America. 75 years to wait to hear that. And now they've been forced to release it, and the media won't cover that. Nor will any media, including Fox News, cover Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 Mules. We'll talk about that when we get back. T. Rose with me, Free Speech America.
I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in 16-ounce or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is
Pastor
T-Aaron
Greg.
Rose
Pastor Greg.
Mandelberg.
And don't forget,
T-Rose,
you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
MRC. And we continue our longtime relationship with MRC. And of course, we also want to wish Dan Gaynor, who has left MRC for some other opportunities and some other things that he's looking to do. Dan is a very, very dear friend. I've known Dan now for, oh my goodness, almost 10 years. And so just want to wish Dan Gaynor the very, 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 very best. And of course, we're always available to him here at Chosen Generation Radio. Whatever he's up to. T Rose is with me. You've got, man, we were just talking, I was doing, you know, cause I like to know who my guests are, they're going to be coming on. So I was doing a little bit of research and, it looked like maybe you might've done a little bit of stage acting as well. Was that you? Did you do that?
Yeah, I did do that. So I used to actually be a professional ballerina, which kind of sparked my inspiration for just being in a place where I can express myself, but also express the truth. And luckily, the Media Research Center has been incredible for that. I've gotten so many opportunities here, whether it's interviewing people on the street or in the studio or, you know, practicing some scripts. So it's been incredible.
That's fantastic. That's really, really cool. Well, I saw some of that in some of the reviews and so on. And wow, you are an amazingly talented young lady. And I hats off to you for all that you're doing.
Thanks so much.
And,
That's
fantastic. And one of the things you're doing is you're also doing a podcast that has been banned now on several platforms. Talk to me a little bit about that podcast and what you do and the message you're trying to get out.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is probably one of the most ironic things that could have happened, but I host a weekly talk show called Censor Track with TR. This is based on our database we have called censortrack.org. And so basically on the database, we report and calculate all of these different cases of censorship in biased manner. So right now, I think we're at 3,700. We're almost at 4,000 cases of online censorship.
I'm on there.
You're on there. I remember putting those entries in. So basically, people just said this, you know, hey, I've been censored. This is what happened. Or sometimes right. We see it, you know, somebody popular it's censored. You can pretty much tell, obviously, like when Donald Trump was censored, we knew that right away.
Sure.
But basically, Censor Track with TR is a video of that, of those reports, of those cases of censorship. So I kind of take either the most prominent or just some really egregious cases of censorship, and I talk about them on the show. So it's just a couple minutes, and it's been great. I mean, it's been really cool to add the video elements to it, to show this database in a new light. And I encourage everybody to submit their cases. But the irony comes when the show about censorship gets censored. it's outrageous.
It usually happens
on TikTok.
Right.
We get censored all the time on TikTok, which, you know, ByteDance is from China. So you can put the pieces together on that one. We talked on the show about, I think it was about COVID-19 and TikTok took it right down and they didn't let us put it back up. They said it was misinformation. So it's just funny because we're not even saying, you know, in the show, I'm not saying I agree with this or I don't agree. I'm saying I agree that we need free speech and right. that these things should not have been censored because they were censored in a biased manner. But then the whole show was censored. So it's like, wow, you just proved my point exactly, right?
100%. Crazy. 100%. Well, and of course, as I was mentioning to you in the break now, you know, you have this FOIA request, that lawsuit that was done. And so now the FDA and Pfizer, who wanted, by the way, to wait 75 years to put out information, their own documentation, their own internal documentation that validates what OpenVAERS has been reporting on, which is millions of people have been injured by the injections. Many thousands of people have died. Many of those injuries are permanent injuries relative to things like myocarditis. And they have the documentation and their own paperwork that shows that these are facts that they knew about, that they did not want the public to know about until 75 years afterwards. In other words, until we're all dead. They didn't want anybody, they didn't want it to come out that Pfizer and the FDA knew. And we should have understood that there probably was a problem when all of these pharmaceutical manufacturers of the injections sought immunity from prosecution for any injuries.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, the media isn't covering these things, and big tech specifically is hiding these conversations, right? Something with the highest magnitude of COVID-19, you'd think that you want to hear others' perspectives and know what people are saying and hear people's experiences so you can apply them to your own life. But big tech is covering them up. We found 808 cases of COVID-19 specific related censorship. So 808 times, and that's just scratching the surface. That's not right. at all the total amount.
But absolutely.
You should be allowed to have these conversations, especially online, where most of our communication is done, right?
Yep. Well, I mean, I've been banned on Vimeo, YouTube, and LinkedIn for conversations that I've had with guests relative to the injections. I was even banned on LinkedIn for praying for people who might have been injured by the vaccine with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. That was one of that was one of the items that they identified as the reason why I'm banned. And then, of course, I mentioned to you, and this is kind of a longer standing one, but I was banned by Twitter. Sorry, I was looking at the clock and I was thinking, I think we're supposed to be almost out. Anyway, I was banned by Twitter for saying that Eric Swalwell was a Chinese spy whore, literally within days of me putting that post out. Reuters reported that our own NSA program is being used by China to spy on us. That's number one. And then in addition to that, there's the issue of, I think we are supposed to be out right now. So let me see what is going on. Okay. And then in addition to that, they discovered that that Eric Swalwell was in fact involved with this prostitution ring, and they, you know, kind of reported on it. All right. We've run out of time. Hey, thank you, T. Rose, for being with me. You can find T. Rose at censortrack.org, censortrack.org. And if you've got a story to share, be sure and do so. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, folks, I want to share something with you. First of all, I just want to say thank you so very much for tuning in to Chosen Generation Radio. I am very, very grateful for you taking the time out of your day each and every day to listen to the program, to connect with us here. I'm just really, really grateful for that, and I thank you for it. This program is funded and supported by our sponsors, and then funded and supported by you, our listeners. And quite frankly, if you are our listeners, don't purchase the products that our sponsors place, we don't receive any support. So whether it's MyPillow or whether it is the CGR wellness product or whether it's our brand new sponsor, Simply Clean Foods, or even Patriot Mobile, they need to hear from you. And they need to know that you are listening and that you are a supporter of the program. And we bring you those that will support us. So let me share with you a little bit of the vision and why I'm asking for your support. The vision of Faith Harvest Church through Chosen Generation Radio is to provide a biblical worldview on issues that are important to all of us. When God called me to start this program, he identified three areas of highest priority. Islam, a geopolitical cult whose message reads that only by dying while killing unbelievers can one be certain of their version of the afterlife. Subjugation of women, subjugation of the unbeliever, pretend to be peaceful, lie to those outside of the cult, and then begin to assert political power, create laws to punish the unbeliever, make them pay, convert, or die, and then finally, total violent takeover. Let the infidel's blood fill the streets. But the God of the Bible calls these acts of evil, and we must open the eyes of the lost. Our God says to love one another, that the more we emulate Jesus Christ, the more peace and prosperity flows. The second is the homosexual agenda. the homosexual agenda. So many have said there is no agenda. They have gone so far as to write new Bibles to attempt to change God's clear plan in the nature He created. Although this perversion can be found in Scripture and God calls it an abomination, it is the recent revelations that have been seen in our schools and the blatant and overt efforts to sexualize children that has finally made people begin to wake up. In a 1989 document entitled The Overhauling of Straight America, it states, a media campaign to promote the gay victim image should make use of symbols which reduce the mainstream sense of threat, which lower its guard and which enhance the plausibility of victimization. It almost goes without saying that groups on the farthest margin of acceptability, such as NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association, must play no part at all in such a campaign. Suspected child molesters never look like victims. This is in their document. It's sodomy. It's child molestation. It's a culture full of predators and victims. The victims of these predators. Why was that image still such a concern in 1989? Because they were still trying to rewrite the truth about Stonewall and debauchery, the victimization of young men and children, that got so bad that Ed Koch and NYPD had to step in to protect families and businesses that still resided in these neighborhoods. But we do not have to look that far back. Today, our children, grandchildren are sexually groomed and exploited. Disney has been caught on tape. Planned Parenthood exposed for grooming little girls to become pregnant by 9. Preschool children told their sexual identity is not what they were born with. Grammar school to high school, our children are being manipulated, and the initial breaking down of God's gift of innocence is based on the homosexual agenda. The final piece is necessary to make room for homosexuality and Islam to take root. Secular humanism. Here is their definition. It is a philosophy, belief system, or life stance that embraces human reason, secular ethics, and philosophical naturalism, while specifically rejecting religious dogma, supernaturalism, and superstition as a basis for morality and decision-making. Man is the master of his own ship. The people born first are deciding for those yet born when and if they are viable. Right and wrong are determined by the attitude of those who have claimed to be in charge. Note also how they dismiss God and religion as equal to superstition. In order to achieve their power, they have to minimize and then eliminate competition. More importantly, they also have to strip away all possible rebellion, and secular humanism leads to a form of authoritarianism, where a single person or group of elite persons make the rules. The instability grows, and inequality is found in the unequal opportunities, the false liberty revealed in who actually is deciding what liberty looks like, and since they did not create the others, they cannot know the outcome. A freedom given by men can be taken by those same men, or by the men who take power from them. And I should note that yesterday, Ward Connerly was talking about the attitudes that are taking place right now and the racist attitudes that are taking place, wherein now, if you are a white male heterosexual, you stand almost no chance of having any form of success in the state of California. So we have a destabilized foundation which opens the door for cultic beliefs to fill the gaps. A morally depraved culture created by attacking to the most core part of who we are. The solution? Asking God to help us. The liberties our founders gave us as founding principles. Life from the author of life. Liberty from the one who truly sets us free. An abundant life, where all participate and have the same opportunities. where life, liberty, and the pursuit of abundant life are who we are because God created us that way and gave us those gifts. So in America, our mission is to rekindle the truth of message of the founding of our nation as a Christian nation, to help those who claim Christianity to fully embrace the freedom that should bring and the responsibility that goes with that freedom to reconnect America to the one from whom all liberty flows, God Almighty through Jesus Christ, his Son. And our missions work in Punjab, Jammu, Kashmir, India, where God has used my miracle story of sacrifice and survival to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. Over 500 churches planted, 30 freshwater bore wells, and a 31st one we're getting ready to do once we raise the additional $230, an orphanage, a Bible school, a sewing school for widows. Each day, we are impacting, through our programs, almost 100,000 people across the state. But we rely on donations in order for that to happen. And I want to thank those of you that have participated in donating and ask you to please consider making a donation today. In order for us to be able to continue to broadcast across the networks that we are on, we need your support. Please consider a donation today at paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. You can use your credit card. It's not stored, or you can have it stored, and you can have a small regular monthly donation that you'll give. Again, paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or if you're more comfortable, you can send a check to Faith Harvest Church. That's Faith Harvest Church. Faith, F-I-F-A-I-T-H, Faith Harvest Church, P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas 78003. Faith Harvest Church, P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas 78003. Let me close by praying for our country, praying for you as well. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence right now, giving you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Father, we thank you so much, Lord God, and bless your name. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died, rose again, and ascended and is seated at your right hand. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that you've sent to guide us and lead us into all truth. We thank you that through Jesus Christ, all of our sin is washed away, not covered, but washed away. And Lord, if there's anything we've done knowingly or unknowingly, we would ask right now that you would wash us and cleanse us in holy blood and holy fire. We ask, Father God, that you would fully restore any breach in our relationship with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we lift up our nation to you. We ask for protection, Lord God, for the Supreme Court justices. We ask, God, that you would move upon those, Lord God, that need to better understand truth. We ask that you would give strength to those that are trying to stand upon truth and let them not waver, Father God. Protect them, protect their families. Watch over them right now. We ask that you would put confusion in the camp of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Destroy the plans of the enemy, the violent plans of the enemy. Put conviction on those that would bring that about and cause them, Father God, to take a knee and to bow down and to declare Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior also. We lift up those, Father God, that are lost and in darkness. We ask the veil to be removed that your light might shine in to their hearts and minds. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, we pray. Amen. I'll be back with more. We're going to talk Ukraine and Russia right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more bore wells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this bore well we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the bore well. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me.
It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, back you can get more Chosen Radio Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
I'm very pleased to welcome to the program. He was in a very important meeting earlier, and so I wasn't sure he was going to be able to, and I just caught his email that he is available. I want to welcome Dr. Peter Vincent Pry to the program. Dr. Pry, welcome. Good to have you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Pastor Greg.
Well, this is a very, 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 very serious situation. I had General Michael Flynn on my program in 2016 before all the nonsense took place, and they and people lied, and he was removed. And he came on the program and said, and I've got it on record, that he believed at that time, and told President Trump, Vladimir Putin is, in fact, the most dangerous person right now in the world, period. Now, I understand that we have major concerns about China and Xi, and I agree with those. And I think that China has probably surpassed Russia to a degree relative to their threat capability. But you write about how important it is that we untangle this Russo-China accord that is taking place and the reconnecting of Russia with China, which is something that existed at one time because that's where Mao Zedong got his training, was in communist Russia. And he took that revolutionary idea back to China.
Well, do you want me to comment or?
Yes. Yes. I was trying to kind of open the door,
okay,
sir.
Sure. First, I disagree with, General Flynn may have been right when he made the comment about Putin being the most dangerous man in the world. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But today, the most dangerous man in the world is our own president. You know, because the man is grossly incompetent. And he's surrounded by other people who are grossly incompetent. And he is going in exactly the wrong direction in Ukraine, leading us deeper and deeper into war that could turn into a nuclear war. And I have to comment on another thing. I mean, we were having a conversation just before the radio started.
Okay.
And I need to tell your audience, you know, not to listen to these fools who are saying that, oh, don't worry about a nuclear war. Putin's own generals wouldn't obey him. I mean, this has been said by supposedly serious people, including Lindsey Graham, Senator Graham, but other people that pass themselves off as experts on these matters, and they aren't. The Putin's people, if he decided to go to nuclear war, wouldn't obey him. How absurd! It is far more likely that American soldiers, you know, would not obey Biden if he were to order a nuclear strike versus Putin. We've had Democrats in Congress try to take away President Trump's ability to execute our nuclear forces. So these are very high level officials. All right. And they have continued that mantra with Biden, saying that the President Biden. So even among his own party, and even among his own political supporters, our own president of the United States, you know, has got people who are saying, well, you shouldn't be allowed to make the decision to go to nuclear war. And I frankly would agree with them in the case of Joe Biden, even, you know, because the man has got mental problems. But there is no evidence of anything like that in Russia. You know, Putin is more popular than ever, you know, among his people. And there are command and control arrangements. The command and control arrangements in Russia are very different than they are in the United States. It is hardwired so that Putin could bypass everybody if he wanted to. There's a system called the automated launch system that exists in Russia. You know, there are ICBM fields and their ballistic missile submarines that are in port, and even submarines that are on patrol at sea in the Sea of Okhotsk and the White Sea.
Uh-huh.
There are cables laid under on the seabed, so that even those submarines can hook into these cables, and mobile ICBMs in the field can hook into those cables, and everything is wired. You know, the only thing that isn't wired are the bombers, because you can't wire them. But everything is wired to go back to these deep underground command posts where the general staff and Putin, you know, would be able to survive a nuclear war. And you can put the automated launch system on and turn it on so you don't need the ICBM crews to turn key anymore. You know, they are taken out of the loop, and it goes all the way right up to the National Command Authority so that one man, Putin, would be able to push that button.
No.
So this hope, this idiotic hope that, oh, the generals would disobey or the guys in the launch control capsules wouldn't turn the keys, isn't true from a logical standpoint. It isn't true in terms of the discipline and commitment of those Russian forces, and the people in their nuclear forces are their elites. They are the best paid, best trained, most disciplined troops, and it is a real pathetic and dangerous thing when America's hope for avoiding a nuclear war is that Putin's officers would disobey him. Forget about that, because it's not true. And even if it were true, even if there were any truth at all, their command, as I said, because of this system, it's set up so that one man can execute it. And as a matter of fact, the Russian command and control system is set up so there could be no man in the loop. If Putin himself is concerned about being assassinated by the United States, that he might be killed, and that his general staff might be killed, as has been threatened by some of our idiot congressmen, you know, that we should assassinate Putin. There's another switch, another system that they can put on called Perimeter.
Mm-hmm.
The unofficial name is Dead Hand, and it doesn't require any human intervention at all. You turn down Dead Hand, and at least theoretically, you know, the Dead Hand will detect any nuclear detonation going off over Russia, and it will automatically launch, you know, against Russia's enemies to destroy them.
All right, well, I need you to hold that. We're gonna run out of time here, unfortunately, and I had some questions that I wanted to ask you. Because you mentioned about Putin's popularity. I'm told that's kind of a mix, because 80 to 90% of all the information the Russian people get is propaganda from their television. So it's really not a true. I'm sorry?
Just like us.
Well, sure.
80 to 90% of the information we're getting is propaganda from our liberal left-wing mainstream media and the propaganda that's coming from the Ukrainian government.
Okay. Well, you and I may have a disagreement with regards to some of the Ukrainian government situation and what's going on with regards to that. And I've got people on the ground over there who aren't taking their information from government propaganda, but from people who have boots on the ground. We'll have to have that conversation. I'll be back, folks. Hour number two coming up.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.